Are you happy with your smile? When you look in the mirror, are you happy with your smile? I know that most people would say no, that they're not. They'd like to improve their smile, or they know someone whose smile they admire and would like to look like that. We've got the right person in the studio to talk about that. He's Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. I'm Mark Strauss. I'm the TV guy on the radio, and every month at this time, we visit with Dr. Mike from Eastland Dental Center. How are you doing, my friend?
Really good.
Good. You've got a big smile on your face because a couple of weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago, we should congratulate you. You won the Bloomington Normal Men's Match Play Championship, the senior division, right?
Right. Yeah. It was the 100th annual city match play tournament. And so they were trying to get as many past champions as they could to play in it. And so several of us did. And so they had a senior division this year, first time. And I really lucked out and won my matches and won the senior division. It was a surprise, but I did it.
Well, how did you luck out? Are you cutting yourself short there? That you're saying you didn't play well and somebody else just wasn't as good, or what do you mean by that? You lucked out.
Well, my short game was pretty good. I didn't hit the ball that well, and sometimes your short game's on, you're putting and you're chipping, and sometimes it's not.
Oh, okay. So in other words, you feel lucky that you had that facet of your game for this tournament.
On at the right time, yeah. You never know, but it was pretty good during that event.
Well, I think any athlete would tell you that, you know, they're lucky that they had their best game at the critical time.
Yeah, the right time.
Call Absolutely. You Mr. Clutch.
Well, thanks.
For those who don't know, Mike is also a past Illinois State amateur champion, and that's going to be here in Bloomington, what?
Next week.
Yeah, so, and yeah, you're going to play.
I am.
You haven't played in that for such a long time.
Yeah.
You told me it was 44 years ago you won the state amateur
right.
championship.
I'll be the old dignitary in this, and I'm going to play for fun. I'm going to enjoy it a lot. My daughter Lindsay will caddy for me. And no expectations whatsoever against these young kids that hit it 100 yards past me, but we're going to have a good time.
Are they going to do for you like they used to do for the late Arnold Palmer when he would, the last, you know, part of his career, when he knew he wasn't going to compete for a championship in the U.S. Open, but he would play, and then you'd have the big ceremony of him maybe hitting the first ball. Are they going to do that for you?
Well, I don't think so, but I am going to play, and I'll be the oldest in the field. It'll be a great time. Looking forward to it.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks here and talk about dentistry, cosmetic dentistry. That's your topic for today.
Yeah.
There are different types of cosmetic dentistry, and I think, you know, just by the nature of what you do, there are many different types of cosmetic dentistry, and some people may not view it as cosmetic dentistry, but just straightening your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, which I'm doing right now.
Yeah, you've got
I got braces on.
Dr.
Right
Mike
now.
Has braces on right mm-hmm. now. So let's get into this.
Well, absolutely. You know, research shows repeatedly that for most people, your smile outranks your eyes, your hair, your body, as far as the most attractive feature. And a beautiful smile makes you feel better about yourself. In fact, it's so important for a first impression, both personally or professionally. Really makes a difference for people. So cosmetic dental procedures include like whitening your teeth, tooth-colored fillings and bonding, reshaping teeth that don't match the others, closing gaps in between your teeth. A lot of people have the gaps. We do that all the time. Can be veneers, can be crowns. We replace missing teeth with implants or fixed bridges. Even dentures can make your smile look a whole lot better if it's the right procedure at the right time, or partial dentures. We talked about orthodontics. A lot of people have gummy smiles, and so we can recontour their gums or just get their gums healthy really makes a difference. And then, of course, if we catch kids and teach them proper breathing and tongue and lip posture and function, it changes the whole growth pattern of their face and is very cosmetic for
them. You've talked about that a little bit in past segments, and I think you spent some time discussing how we position our tongue in our mouth, especially while we're sleeping.
Yeah.
And that can change the entire dynamic of your mouth, even how well you sleep and how well rested you are, and all of those things.
And the shape of your jaws. But the position of your tongue during the day as well as at night, absolutely, and breathing through your nose instead of through your mouth, totally changes the jaws and the growth. If we get the kid young enough, the child young enough, the whole growth pattern of it, and makes a huge difference. So I've shown you some pictures here of this. I know the viewers can't see, or the listeners can't see it, but like the whitening of teeth. We have a few different types of that for patients, and some in office, some out of the office, and some a combination of in and out of the office.
Since you bring that up, whitening your teeth has become a big industry, and you can find a lot of products. Even when you go to the grocery store or the local drugstore, are there good products out there, or are these, if you really want to get the job done right, do you have to go to somebody like yourself?
Exactly what you just said. There are many products out there. They can whiten them some, and some people do that. If you get some products out there online, I wouldn't use those in my own mouth. So
why not?
Wrong products, and the trays don't fit correctly. It can damage your gums. It can potentially damage your teeth.
I've heard that some of those products that you can get on the shelf at the store may compromise the strength of your teeth.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. And so you just want to be careful with that. There are some good products out there, but there's also some others that I would not use in my mouth. So we like to control that, and we have all different types and prices for that. We typically three procedures in our mouth in our office that we do, priced differently for different people and for different situations. And one gets them really white. It's the best out there that there is. And then others do a pretty good job.
Let's say they come into your office, Dr. Mike, and they say, I want you to whiten my teeth.
Yep.
And you go through the whole procedure with them. Then, once they're white, you've got to work to keep them that way, right? It doesn't just stop there.
But it's pretty simple. First thing after I get my braces off that I'm going to do is whiten my teeth. I can't wait, because right now they're kind of silvery, you know, with the brackets and bands on there. So I've whitened them in the past. Makes a huge, huge difference. And so then once you get them white, then you maintain that maybe once a month or once every few months, whatever it takes. We give you home whitening trays that fit your teeth, a little clear tray that fits your teeth correctly, and you put the gel in there and put it in for a night. That's really it. And you can maintain that for life, just doing that every once a month, one night a month, or one every few months, whatever it takes for you.
How long does the initial whitening process take?
1 to 2 weeks.
That's it.
Now, if you come for an in-office whitening, the Zoom whitening, it's just that appointment in the office. We do give you trays with whitening gel with that to take home if you want to get them even whiter. And you can go for a week or two each night and get them pretty light a lot of times within what you want. And then, like I say, after that, one night every 1 to 3 months keeps them nice and white for forever.
All right. You were telling me you've got a patient you just helped with some cosmetic dentistry procedure.
They called her Snaggletooth. And what a nice young lady. And so it was a very fragile tooth. I had to be very careful the way I did it, but I just recontoured it for her. And it kind of stuck down and was crooked and misshaped. And it really, first thing you saw when she smiled was this tooth. And all I did was recontoured it. And she's got a reunion coming up, a class reunion coming up in a couple of weeks. And she was all concerned about that. Now she's just looking forward to the reunion. made all the difference in her smile.
Yeah, it's a big self-confidence boost.
It's so rewarding when you can do something like that for someone. Sometimes we bond a tooth that's chipped, but this one I just had to reshape it and made a huge difference. Closing gaps in between teeth, sometimes in the past orthodontists would just close all those teeth together. Not the best thing to do because it can alter your airway, your tongue space, and then your airway. So we like to bond those, and either with veneers or composite bonding. And so much we can do. I do that all the time, as a matter of fact, closing gaps between teeth and things like that. So I just wanted to mention that, you know, we've been doing high-quality dentistry for a long time at Eastland Dental Center, and we have a great program to teach kids about how to breathe properly, and as well as adults. Posture their tongue and lips and all correctly and swallow correctly. So if you'd like to learn more about cosmetic dentistry, you can come to our website, eastlanddental.com. Give us a call at 663-4711. And if you mention this radio program, I'd like to offer a free 15-minute look and consultation for you. So we're happy to do that if they mention this radio program.
Mention WJBC, and you heard Dr. Mike, and you'll get a free 15-minute consultation.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mark.
Appreciate having you here. Congratulations on the Senior Division Championship and the Bloomington Normal Match Play Tournament, and good luck at the State Amateur.
Thank you. I'm going to need it.
Downplaying your ability. Good luck anyway.
Thank you very much.